646, 14 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Chilly start this Tuesday morning, January 13th. Thanks for getting it going with us here on WWL. I hope you're feeling well. I hope you don't have the flu, but a lot of people do. Dr. Fred Lopez joins us now, professor of medicine in the section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans. Morning, Dr. Fred. How are you?
Good, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm okay, sir. Tell me about flu or super flu. What's going around?
Yeah, lots of flu. Still very high levels of flu-like illnesses in Louisiana. We've been like that for over a month. Maybe plateaued to tailing off a little bit, but still very high levels. In fact, the highest levels in the United States, along with a few other states. So it does look like lots of people are getting the flu. It's being transmitted, and you need to be aware of that. And if you haven't been vaccinated, it's still not too late. The super flu that you're referring to is the fact that when we look at flu year to year, there are usually two types of flu that cause illness. It's either type A or type B. 90% of what we're seeing this year is type A so far. Within type A, there are two different strains that predominate. The big one this year is H3N2. Again, so far this year, it is H3N2. 90% of what we're seeing in terms of the subtypes are H3N2. And when you look at those 90% of the H3N2, there's one strain that's really overwhelmingly pervasive, and that's this subclade K influenza virus. More than 90% of what we're seeing is this subclade K. And the reason that's important is that this strain that's predominating throughout the United States is not an exact match with the strain that's included in the flu vaccine this year. So what's in the flu vaccine this year is closely related to subclade K, but it's not an exact match. So unclear exactly what that's going to mean, except to say that the immunity may not be as strong against this super flu strain, as it's called. And as a result, we should be still getting vaccinated, because what's in the vaccine this year does still provide some protection even against this super flu strain. So don't think that because it's not an exact match that it's not going to help you. It is still going to protect you from having complications, including hospitalization, and hopefully preventing deaths that are already being reported all across the United States.
When we talk about protection, it's not all or nothing at all, right? It's not either you get the flu or you don't. It's not I don't know if that'd be a zero sum game or not, but it's about the complications that you have if you do get it, if you have been vaccinated, or if you have not been vaccinated.
Yeah, really excellent point, Tommy. The flu vaccine prevents some illnesses, but it doesn't. That's not its real goal. The real goal of the flu vaccine is to prevent the complications, including hospitalizations. It's already this year been reported that there have been 180,000 hospitalizations from the flu, and it's also value is to prevent death. And this year, so far to date in this country, 7,400 deaths from flu. So that's where the flu vaccine really is designed to be most effective, is against complications, including hospitalizations and deaths. It may not prevent illness, but if you get illness, it's going to be less severe.
What are some of those complications, and what are some of the symptoms of this super flu?
The same as they are of the flu. You're still going to get the congestion, the cough, the sore throat, the fever, the muscle aches that make you feel like a truck just hit you. Those are all still the same symptoms that you're going to see with this super flu subclade K strain that's pervasive right now in the United States. And the complications, like I said, include hospitalizations from pneumonia, from just the illness itself. And unfortunately, again, death can occur from the flu. Don't take it lightly.
And there is some lead time, but it's still not too late to get vaccinated.
Still not too late. But remember, it takes 2 weeks to develop immunity from that flu vaccine.
Thank you, Dr. Fred. Appreciate it as always. Dr. Fred Lopez, professor of medicine, section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans. 651. We come back. We'll talk about being a weather spotter. Huh? We'll find out. Traffic now, WWL.